Amen. Good morning. Thank you. Midah Gemara this evening will be at 5 o'clock, and then a late Maariv again at 9:15. Parasha under pressure will be at 8:15 this evening. We noted yesterday that we now have a shift into Siman Yud Gimel, where we talk about not just the horizontal element, but also the vertical element of the sanctity of the synagogue, that we are fostering a relationship with Hashem. So this space, by definition, shouldn't be a casual base space, but should be a space that is invested with awe and reverence, b'yira, and it has a kedusha, which is gedola ma'oda. Now, in the rest of Halacha Aleph, there are three avenues to generating that awe. We'll do one very briefly right now, which is, lachein, because of this need for reverence, asur ledaber behem dvarim b'teilim. In a bet midrash, or a bet knesset, in a shul or a study hall, there is a prohibition against speaking dvarim b'teilim. What is dvarim b'teilim?
Right, prohibited.
Not quite prohibited. Prohibited with dvarim asurim would be prohibited. Dvarim b'teilim are kind of wasted words, kind of meaningless chatter. Exactly. And it strikes me that there are a couple of things one can draw out of this. Number one is, if there is meant to be a horizontal element, how are we meant to forge relationships if we're not speaking? And of course, we are allowed to speak, just not dvarim b'teilim, and the assumption is the kind of connection and community we should build is to be founded on values, to be founded on Torah and mitzvot, on care for those around us, on a relationship with God, on a devotion to our faith. Those are the things that should be at the root of who we are as a community, and this space is not prohibiting us getting together as a people, just directing us to form that bond in a certain way. That's the first thing. The second thing I would note is, sometimes the way we show respect, the first thing when it says you have to show respect, doesn't say so you should say certain things, it says you shouldn't say certain things. Sometimes in life, we can show respect by not doing something, by keeping quiet when we could have said something. And there's a very important lesson, I'm not preaching to anybody but myself, that sometimes we have an instinct to speak or say something, and sometimes just quiet is the best way to show respect and reverence as well. Tomorrow we'll move on to mathematics. Amen.